بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We commence with the tafsir, the exegesis of Surah Al-Fatiha. A few weeks ago, I explained the background of Surah Al-Fatiha, the explanation for the ta'awudh, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, the brief explanation of the tasmiyah as well, some names of Surah Al-Fatiha, some virtues related to Surah Al-Fatiha, and a brief translation and an element of unity which is found in Surah Al-Fatiha. So today we will discuss the second verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the universe. Now there's a difference between hamd, which means praise, and shukr, which means thanks. For example, if our Shaykh Imad gives me a cup of coffee, I thank him for that. So shukr is always in lieu of something. Thankfulness is in lieu of a blessing. But hamd, praise, is unconditional. You praise people with good qualities, or in this case, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, regardless of if you're in a good situation or if you're in a bad situation. Regardless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you blessings or He's taking away blessings from you. And as we'll discuss, inshallah, further, how this relates to the life of the believer. Ibn Abi Hatim says, حدثنا أبو معمر القطيعي. أبو معمر القطيعي told us that حدثنا حفص. حفص told him عن حجاج. He relates from حجاج. عن ابن أبي مليكة. Who relates from Ibn Abi Malika, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he relates from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who says, Qala Umar, he says that Umar radiallahu anhu said, Alimna subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, fama alhamdulillah. We know what subhanallah is, you know, glorifying Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's greater than all of us. He has blessed us with blessings that we couldn't even imagine. We know this. When we know La ilaha illallah, we know that there's no deity besides Allah. And we say this all the time. Anybody who says otherwise would be a fool, right? There's only one Allah. فَمَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ? He asked Ali radiallahu anhu. What is Alhamdulillah? فَقَالَ عَلِيٌّ Ali radiallahu anhu said, كَلِمَةٌ رَضِيَهَا اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. This is a word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, because of which has preferred over for Himself. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, is a sentiment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised for Himself, has reserved for Himself. He loves this kalima for Himself, because you're always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows your ubudiyah, this shows your servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is Alhamdulillah for us? How does it benefit us? So we learn from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawat tirmidhiyu wa nasa'iyu wa ibn majah min hadith Musa ibn Ibrahim ibn Kathir an Talha ibn Khirash an Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afdalul du'a afdalul dhikri la ilaha illallah وَأَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. He says, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them all. You know, today we think that the a'immah, they go through trials and tribulations. These are the people who actually went through trials and tribulations. Let me tell you how bad it was in the time of Imam Nasa'i, rahimahullah. Imam Nasa'i was giving a khutbah. Can you imagine? Sometimes the worst that happens in our congregation or other congregations when somebody doesn't agree with the khatib is they raise their voice in the masjid. That's it, right? But in his time, because they didn't agree with what Imam An-Nasa'i was saying, they literally beat him up on the minbar till he passed away. And today we relate his ahadith. So today I was discussing with somebody, usually good people in this world or individuals who yearn for goodness, they don't live a good life. But once they die, then people remember, oh, what a great guy that guy was. In his life, you tortured him. Right? So we should learn to be good towards one and all. He says that they relate from the hadith of Musa bin Ibrahim bin Kathir, who relates from Talha bin Khirash, who relates from the Sahabi of Rasulullah, Jabir bin Abdullah, who literally saw miracles firsthand from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his home. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best form of dhikr, the best way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to remind yourself and to instill in your heart, La ilaha illallah. There's no deity besides Allah. Not a sheikh, not a tree, not a rock, not a fruit, not a hajar, wala shajar, not a nabi or anyone else. It is Allah who I worship alone. And this will increase you in connection with Allah. And the best dua that you can make is commence with Alhamdulillah. People ask, why don't I feel khushu' in my dua? Or why don't I feel my dua is accepted? Because we're not making dua the way Prophet taught us how to make dua. Start with Alhamdulillah, and you will see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah says, this hadith is hasanun ghareeb. It's sound. Now, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Lord, you cannot call anybody else the Lord. This is where we talk about Rabb. Rabbul alameen. You can say Allah, when we say Allah is the Lord, when we say Allah is the Rabb, nobody else besides Him can take this name alone. But if this name is linked to another name, for example, Rabbul Bayt, or Rabbul Ibil, the Lord of the house, or the Lord of the camels, or the Lord of His children, then this is allowed. But as for calling somebody Rabb on its own, this is not allowed. And this was a practice since Jahiliyyah, when Abdul al-Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his camels were usurped by Abraha. And he went to get the camels back. One of the statements that he mentioned, أَنَا رَبُّ الْإِبِلِ وَلِلْبَيْتِ رَبٌّ يَحْمِي. I am the Lord of the camels, and since you plan to attack the Kaaba, that's none of my business. There's an Allah, there's a Lord of the house who will protect it. So from this narration, we understand that even people in the Jahiliyyah, they wouldn't use the word Rabb to distinguish a human being. Rather, if they wanted to call somebody Rabb, Lord, then they would link it with a name. So for example, you're Rabb al-Sayyara, you're the Lord of your car. That could be said. But I can't say, Na'udhu Billah, Astaghfirullah. I can't say, you're the Rabb. That's only reserved for Allah. This is why some scholars say that Rabb is one of the al-asma'ul, al-ismul a'zam. This is not the authentic opinion, but nonetheless, it's an opinion. That this is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which if He is called, then Allah will answer any of your dua. The authentic opinion is that the name which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua with is not Rabb, or unconditionally accept, rather it's the name Allah. Call Allah by Allah, and Allah will answer to your call. Alameen. Alam is the universe. Alameen is the plural of universes. So from Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says there's about 40,000 worlds. Allah knows the reality of the matter, but we are limited to what we see in front of our eyes. Even scientists or astronauts haven't been able to encompass the knowledge of this one universe. So subhanAllah, how insignificant we are when it comes to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Abdullah bin Abbas, when he says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, what does he say? He says, as Bishr ibn Umarah narrates, Bishr ibn Umarah says, قال Bishr ibn Umarah عن أبي روق عن الضحاك عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي خلق كل شيء or الحمد لله الذي له خلق كل شيء or له الخلق كله له الخلق كله السماوات والأرضون ومن فيهن وما بينهن ما نعلم وما لا نعلم. So the narration mentions that Bishr ibn Umarah says that we heard from Abu Rawh, who was his teacher, and it dhahak. That dhahak. Dhahak means a person who laughs. The reason why dhahak was called dhahak is because usually babies come out crying. Dhahak came out laughing, right? From his mother's stomach. So they named him dhahak, the one who laughs a lot. He narrates from Abdullah bin Abbas, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the tafsir of which is, all praises are due to that Allah for whom all of this creation is, the entire universe, the earth and the heavens, the earths and the heavens, everyone between them and everyone in them, not only in our world, in every single world, people and elements that we know about, and people and elements and creations that we don't even know about. And this is why the poet says beautifully, كيف يعصى الإله فيا عجبا كيف يعصى الإله. How astounded am I? How surprised am I? How can Allah be disobeyed? أو كيف يجحده الجاحد. How can somebody deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد. When you see in every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a sign that leads you to believe that there is no deity besides one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our purpose is what? To serve that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him and worship Him to the best of our abilities and to live as the most genuine Muslims that we could be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the knowledge, the secret knowledge of the Holy Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet ﷺ made dua for Ibn Abbas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good Muslims. Amen. Because at the end of the day, when we say Alhamdulillah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, then this is better than anything that we got or anything that we'll lose. We ask Allah to inspire us. JazakumAllahu khair.